Jagannatha Swami Nayanapata Gami Nayanapata Gami Bhavatu Me
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 Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jagannath
Jaya
Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra.
Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra.
Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath.
Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath,
Jaya Jagannath.
Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath.
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
Jai Jagannath.
Did you get the water?
Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath.
So Krishna Kumar asked me to read the story of the appearance of Lord Jagannath. And if there's any discussion, wait till the reading is finished.
Sure.
And if you have any questions, I probably can't answer other than Krishna is the Supreme. King Indradumna was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. Batuk. Is there any difference if somebody worships Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna? What if somebody worships Ganesh? Is there something different if someone worships Ganesh instead of Lord Vishnu?
Just like you said, in what mentality? If they are worshiping, thinking in mind that, yes, I want devotion from Vishnu devotion from him, that's okay.
So if somebody is worshiping Ganesh as the Supreme, is he right or wrong?
Then he's wrong.
Who is the Supreme?
Krishna or Vishnu.
Right. Vishnu Tattva, as you said earlier. Good. And was very eager to meet him face to face. One time, by the Lord's arrangement, a devotee of the Lord arrived in the court of King Indradumna. And in the course of discussion, he began to talk about an incarnation of Lord Vishnu named Nila Madhava. Everyone say.
Nila Madhava.
After hearing these topics, King Indradumna became very inspired and sent different Brahmins in different directions to search for and inquire about Lord Nila Madhava. All of them, however, were unsuccessful and returned to the capital city of the king. except for one Brahman of the name Vidyapati. After wandering in many places, Vidyapati finally came to a district whose population was a non-Aryan type called Shabara. There he took shelter in the house of a local of the name Vishvasu. When he arrived, the master of the house was not there, but his young daughter, Lalita, was there alone. In a short time, the master of the house returned and instructed his daughter to render all service needed for the hospitality of the Brahmin guest. For some time, Vidyapati stayed there, and later, by the special request of the Shabara, he married the Shabara's young daughter. While Vidyapati lived in the house of the Shabara, he noticed some peculiarity in his host's behavior. Every night, the Shabara would go out, and on the next day at about noon, he would return to the house, scented with various fragrances, such as camphor, musk, and sandalwood. Vidyapati inquired from his wife about the reason for this, and she informed him that her father would go out to a secret place to worship Sri Neela Madhav. Everyone say that name?
Neela Madhav.
After that day, Vidyapati's joy knew no bounds. Actually, Lalita had been ordered by her father not to tell anyone about Sri Neela Madhav, but she overstepped that order by telling her husband. Vidyapati immediately became eager to see Sri Neela Madhav. And finally, one day, by the repeated request of his daughter, the Shabara Vishvasu bound the eyes of Vidyapati and took him to see Sri Neela Madhav. As they were leaving, Vidyapati's wife secretly bound some mustard seeds in the border of Vidyapati's cloth. And so while passing on the path, he threw them down to mark the way. When they reached Sri Neela Madhava, the Shabara removed the blindfold, and Vidyapati, seeing the unprecedented beauty of the deity of Sri Neela Madhava, began to dance in ecstasy and offer prayers. Thus Vidyapati personally witnessed the mercy of Sri Neela Madhav. After Vidyapati finished his prayers, the Shabara kept him near the deity and went out to collect roots and forest flowers for worship. While the Shabara was out, Vidyapati witnessed an astounding thing. A sleeping crow fell off a branch of a tree into a nearby lake and drowned. The crow then immediately took a four-armed Vaikuntha spiritual form and started back to the spiritual sky. Seeing this, the Brahmin climbed up the tree and was about to jump into the lake, following the liberated crow. Wouldn't you do the same thing? Yes, I would. Why wouldn't you? The crow fell into the lake, went back to Godhead. If it was that easy, I'd do it 100 times. As he was about to jump, however, a voice in the sky said,
"O Brahmin, since you have been able to see Sri Neela Madhava, you should before all else inform King Indradyumna."
Thus the Brahmin climbed down from the tree and waited. The Shabara soon returned carrying forest flowers and roots and started his daily worship of Lord Neela Madhava. As he was engaged in the service of the Lord spoke to him, saying, "I have for so many days accepted the simple forest flowers and roots offered to me by you. Now I desire the royal service offered to me by my devotee, King Indraduna. When the Shabra heard this, he thought, I shall be cheated from the service of Sri Nilamadav. Therefore, he bound his father-in-law, Vidyapati, and kept him in his house. After some time, however, at the repeated request of his daughter, he freed the Brahmin and allowed him to go. The Brahmin then immediately went to King Indraduna and informed him of the discovery. The king, in great ecstasy, went forth with many people to bring back Sri Nilamadava. How do you think they found the deity? The mustard seeds, what happened?
He was throwing it down.
They grew into plants. From the mustard seeds thrown along the path by Vidyapati, small plants had grown. So by following these plants, the king was able to trace the path to Sri Nilamadava. But when they reached the spot, however, they did not find him. Not being able to see the beautiful form of the Lord, King Indraduna besieged this village of the Shabras and arrested the Shabra named Vishvasu. Suddenly, however, a voice in the sky said to the king,
Release the Shabra. On top of the Nila Hill, you should construct a temple. There, as Daru Brahman, or the Absolute Truth, manifest in a wooden form, you will see me. You will not see me as Nila Madhav.
To build the temple, King Indraduna made arrangements to bring stone from a place called Baulamala by building a road from there to the Nilakandara Hill. The holy abode of Sri Kshetra, or Puri, so that's Jagannath Puri, is in the shape of a conch. And in the navel of that conch, the king established a town by the name Ram Krishna Pura and constructed the temple. The temple extended 60 cubits beneath the earth and rose 100 cubits above the surface. At the top of the temple, the king built a kalash, or a round pinnacle, and on top of that, a chakra. He also had the temple decorated with golden ornamentation. Then King Indraduna, desiring for Lord Brahma to consecrate the temple, traveled to Brahmaloka and spent a long time there waiting for him. During that time, the temple, which is very near the sea, became covered with sand from the shore. While King Indraduna was away, first Suradev and then Galamadav took over as the kings of that area. It was Galamadava who raised the temple from within the sands where it had been buried for a long time. Shortly after the temple was uncovered, however, King Indraduna returned from Lord Brahma's abode. Indraduna claimed that he had constructed the temple, but Galamadava put forward the claim that he was its constructor. In a banyan tree near the temple lived a Bhushandi crow who had been living through many ages, constantly singing the name of Lord Ram. Everyone say,
Ram.
Again.
Ram.
Again.
Ram.
From his abode on the branches of that banyan tree, the crow had seen the whole construction of the temple. Therefore, he made it known that actually King Indraduna had constructed the temple and that in his absence it had been covered by sand. He further said that King Galamadav had later merely uncovered the temple. Because King Galamadav had concealed the truth, Lord Brahma ordered him to reside outside the grounds of the temple, on the western side of the lake called Indraduna Sarovara. Indradumna then prayed to Lord Brahma to consecrate the temple and the surrounding area known as Sri Kshetra, which gives the highest type of liberation. But Lord Brahma said, "This Sri Kshetra is manifested by the Supreme Lord's own internal potency, and the Supreme Lord manifests himself. Therefore, it is not within my power to install the Lord there. Lord Jagannath and his abode are eternally situated in this material world by his own potency. Therefore, I shall simply place a flag on the top of the temple and give this blessing. Anyone from a distance who sees this flag and bows down, offering his or her prostrated obeisances, shall easily become liberated." So now you know what to do when you go to the Jagannath Puri temple. After some time, King Indradumna became discouraged at so much delay in seeing Sri Nilamadav. Deciding that his life was useless, he lay down on a bed of kusha grass, determined to give up his life by fasting. At that time, Lord Jagannath spoke to him in a dream.
"My dear king, don't be anxious. I shall come floating in from the sea in my wooden form as Daru Brahman at a place called Bunki Muhan."
With a company of soldiers, the king then went to that place and saw on the shore a huge piece of wood marked with a conch, chakra, club, and lotus. So that's no ordinary piece of wood, is it? Although he engaged many men and elephants to move that Daru Brahman, or Woody Brahman, they couldn't even budge it. But that night, in a dream, Lord Jagannath again spoke to the king.
"Bring my previous servant, Vishvasu, who used to serve me as Nilamadav, and place a golden chariot in front of Daru Brahman."
The king began to work according to the instruction of that dream. He brought the Shabara Vishvasu and put him on one side of Daru Brahman, and on the other side he put the Brahman Vidyapati. See how the Lord arranges things?
Yeah.
He gives everyone service and gives everyone their proper position. Placing the golden chariot before the Daru Brahman, he then started kirtan, chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Let's all chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Then the king caught hold of Daru Brahman and prayed to the Lord in order to mount the chariot. Daru Brahman was then easily placed on the chariot and taken to an appointed place. Before, they couldn't even budge. But he followed the Lord's instructions. And notice, he prayed to the Lord. Very interesting. There, Lord Brahma began a sacrifice and established a deity of Lord Narsingadev. Everyone say,
Narsingadev.
On the raised platform of the sacrifice. It is said that the place where the present temple stands is the place where the sacrifice was performed, and that the Narsinga deity, now standing on the western side of the Mukti Mandap in the temple compound, is that original Narsinga deity. So that's thousands of years old. So this is quite significant, that we have in India this Jagannath temple. and we are hearing the history. So it's significant. It gives us great faith to know the history of our culture is so rich and goes back thousands of years. But
where did this story come from? Is it from Chaitanya?
Puranas. It's in a Puranas, right? Rama? Puranas?
I heard it before. Some book was about that.
Yes. I'm taking this from a Back to Godhead magazine article that was done in the 70s. Okay? I'm sure. To carve the deity of Lord Jagannath from the Daru Brahman, King Indradumna called many expert sculptors. None of them, however, was able to touch the Daru Brahman. For as soon as they started, their chisels broke and fell to pieces. In other words, notice, this was not some ordinary log. What did it have on it? It had the four symbols. Just like whenever we read the Tulsi narration, the Shalagram Shilas have certain marks. It's not just any stones. They have to have the markings. Then they're actual Shalagram Shilas. Finally, the Supreme Lord himself came in disguise as an old artist who introduced himself as Ananta Maharana. He promised that if he were allowed to work behind closed doors for 21 days, the deity would be carved. Immediately, preparations were made. According to the old sculptor's directions, all the other artists were engaged in making what? What do you think the other artists would be engaged in doing? Who could take a guess? Not the altar, but that's a good guess. Rama? What do you need in order to do Rath Yatra? You need carts. So they were engaged in making the three carts. Everybody gets, see, Krishna's equal opportunity employer. Right? The other artists, all right, you're not good enough to carve me, but you can carve my chariots. Okay, the other artists were engaged in making three chariots. The old sculptor then took Daru Brahman into the temple and closed the doors. How long is he going to take?
21 days.
After making the king promise that the sculptor would reside alone and that the king would not open the doors of the temple even slightly before the 21 days were up. And we see sometimes people come to the temple and they want to
see.
Right?
Yes. All the time.
Don't do that.
All the time.
Don't do that. After 14 days had passed, however, the king was unable to hear the sounds of the artist's tools, and so became full of anxiety. Although his minister again and again forbade him, the king, on the advice of his queen, by force opened the door of the temple with his own hand.
That's what he wanted.
Inside, the king did not find the old sculptor, but instead, he saw that Daru Brahman was manifested in three forms as Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram. Everyone say,
Jagannath, Subhadra, Balaram.
Going forward in front of these three deities, he saw that their fingers and toes were unfinished. The king's wise minister then informed him that the architect was none other than Lord Jagannath himself, and that because the king had broken his promise by opening the doors 7 days too soon, Lord Jagannath had manifested himself in that way. Then the king, thinking himself a great offender, decided to end his life. Thus again, he lay down on a bed of kusha grass and began fasting. When half the night had passed, Lord Jagannath appeared to the king in his dreams. The Lord said,
I am eternally situated here in Nilachala in the form of Lord Jagannath as Garu Brahman. In this material world, I descend in 24 deity incarnations with my abode. I have no material hands and feet, but with my transcendental senses, I accept all the items offered in service by my devotees. And for the benefit of the earth, I move from one place to another.
You have broken your promise.
But that is just a part of the sweetness of my pastimes to manifest this Jagannath form, which protects the eternal words of the Vedas. Anyway, those devotees whose eyes are smeared with the salve of love, they will always see me as Shyama Sundara holding a flute. If your desire is to serve me in opulence, then from time to time I may be decorated with hands and feet made of gold or silver. You should certainly know, however, that my limbs are the ornaments of all ornaments.
Hearing the words of Lord Jagannath in his dream, the king became satisfied and prayed to him as follows. My Lord, grant that those who appear in the family of the sculptor who manifested your form may age after age assist in constructing the three carts. Lord Jagannath, slightly smiling, replied, Tatastu. What does that mean?
Yes, so be it.
So be it. Then Lord Jagannath said to the king. Everyone chant for a second.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Okay. The descendants of Vishvasu, who used to serve me as Nila Madhav. Okay, you got to chant again.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Should generation after generation serve me, they may be called my Daitas. The descendants of Vidyapati, born from his Brahmin wife, should perform the deity worship for me. And his descendants, born from his Shabari wife, Lalita, should cook my food. They shall be known as Suyaras. Then King Indradumna said to Lord Jagannath, My Lord, kindly grant one favor to me. Let the doors be opened to your temple so that all the residents of the universe may have access to see you. May the doors of the temple be closed only for 3 hours a day. The rest of the day, let the doors be open. Further, let it be that all day long your eating may go on and that your lotus fingers may thus never become dry. Lord Jagannath replied, Tatastu. And for yourself, what benediction do you ask? The king replied, So that no one in the future will be able to claim your temple as his own property, I desire to be without descendants. Kindly just grant me this one benediction. Lord Jagannath replied, Tatastu. Thus, the merciful Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Balaram appeared in this material world to benefit all living beings. What is the benefit they bestow? That is stated in the Narada Purana. The Supreme Lord, Narayan, tells Lakshmi, in that great abode known as Purushottama Kshetra, so that's another name for Jagannath Puri. Everyone say?
Purushottama Kshetra.
Which is rarely achieved in all the three worlds, the Keshava deity, who was fashioned by the Supreme Lord Himself, is situated. If men simply see that deity, they are easily able to come to my abode. In this way, Lord Jagannath is delivering the whole universe, especially as he rides on his cart before the eyes of all. And when is that happening next?
Sunday.
Venice Beach. Therefore, I offer my prostrated obeisances to Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram on the occasion of their chariot ride, and pray for them to forgive me for any offenses I have committed in my clumsy attempt to describe their glorious appearance. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. Okay, there you have it. Yes, Prabhu. That's Jagannath. Well, Anitya. Jagannath deity is Jagannath. Yes? Yes.
Prabhu.
That I don't know.
No.
Okay. In 1995, Dwarkadish brought me to Jagannath Puri. But because I have this skin, not Hindu skin, they would not allow me to enter the temple.
Prabhu, as per this is wrong, right? You just read it that it should be open for everybody, right?
Yes, and it's interesting, right? It said that the worshippers were shabaras.
Yes.
Those are pig farmers.
Yeah.
Ah. So, I was staying in a building behind the Jagannath temple while Dwarkadish and his family went inside. So, one of the big leaders, he came to me and he said, oh, you're from America. I said, yes. He said, can you get me green card? And I said, you get me inside the temple, I will get you green card. He said, no, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. Yes.
I thought he's going to say, I will do it.
I don't know.
Prabhu, if the king went to Brahma, just think how long it takes to go to Brahmalok.
Several thousand years.
Because there are so many king change after that. Remember?
Several thousand years old. Yeah, they take three carts.
No, it's not far. It's maybe two, three miles. Yeah. Three
yes.
Miles.
One of the...
Kurukshetra.
Yes. Puri temple represents Kurukshetra, and the Gundicha temple where the parade ends represents Vrindavan, because the whole experience dates back to when Krishna met the residents of Vrindavan at Kurukshetra after he had not seen them since he was about 11 years old when they had the reunion. I've given a class on that many times, even here. So when the residents of Vrindavan met Krishna again at Kurukshetra, it was a very heartfelt experience, and Krishna spoke to the gopis and said, actually, there is no separation because I am everything. So everything you see, everything you touch is me. So there's no separation. Then the thought might have come that Krishna might have said to the residents of Vrindavan, come back with me to Dwarka. But Radharani says, what is this, Krishna? He's dressed like a prince. And here in this Kurukshetra, there's elephants and horses. I remember that Krishna who plays the flutes. I remember that Krishna who goes on the bank of the Yamuna and, yes, takes care of the cows. I don't like this Krishna, the prince. No. So, rather than the gopis go with Krishna to Dwarka, they want Krishna to come with them back to Vrindavan. They would prefer to remain in Vrindavan and remember Krishna as he is, rather than go to Dwarka. So the Rath Yatra is symbolic. When you're pulling the carts, you're pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. And this explanation we get in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because if you read that section in the Madhya Leela, you'll see that Lord Chaitanya, he's dancing. So Jagannath is Krishna, yes? Or Keshav, right? He's Krishna. And is Lord Chaitanya Krishna? But in the mood of? So, when Lord Chaitanya is celebrating the Rath Yatra, Krishna, who's Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radharani, is bringing Krishna back with her to Vrindavan. And at a certain point in the parade, the chariot stops. And the king calls for elephants, but the cart won't move. The king calls for big wrestlers. The cart won't move. Lord Chaitanya tells everyone, out of the way. And with his head, he pushes the cart and the cart moves, signifying that Jagannath or Krishna will not go without Srimati Radharani. At a certain point in the pulling of the carts, there's a break, and Lord Jagannath is offered fruits and sweets. And at that time, Lord Chaitanya and all the chanters, they rest. And then again, after some time, then the festival continues and winds up Gundicha. And there, Lord Jagannath stays, I think, for 2 weeks, having pastimes. And then there's a return, Rath Yatra. That's how they do it in Jagannath Puri. It's described like that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada introduced Rath Yatra to America and then from there around the world. Now we have Rath Yatra in Russia, and we have Rath Yatras all throughout India, not just Jagannath Puri. There's a Calcutta Rath Yatra, Delhi Rath Yatra, Vrindavan, and then Rajasuya does what?
Ludhiana.
Right? Where? Ahmedabad. And in South Africa, They have Rathi Yatra, 4-day Rathi Yatra on the beach. They have a Jagannath temple. Very good. And in Trinidad, they do 4 Rathi Yatras in Trinidad. And that parade is long. They have 2 breaks. A watermelon break and I think an ice cream break. I went 1 year.
Four different times?
Yes, different times. Different times.
I thought maybe 4.
Panama does 2. Panama does 1 in spring and they do a Christmas Rathi Yatra. Panama, a couple of miles. The parade ends at the... There's a big Gujarati temple in Panama. And so the parade and the temple is on a hill. So the carts stop at the bottom. And then you have to walk up this huge hill to get... That's where they have the festival and the dancing and the music and prasad. And they carry... They have big deities, which they got from India, the Panama. They got big, heavy, very heavy, long, very long arms. I think they got them from Jagannath. Not sure they got it from Jagannath Puri or from Mayapur. I can't remember. What else? So no more discussion on Sampradayas? Yes? Yes, near our temple. And there's some story about how one day the deities were leaving because they weren't getting prasadam, so they were walking to the ISKCON temple to get prasad. Yes, there's some story like that. Yes?
Is something recently happened?
No, maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
No. Prasad. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Who witnessed that?
Okay. The story is told in Mayapur ISKCON temple, there's 2 brothers, white devotees, and they have been pujaris there. They have never left. Since the 70s. They have served those Radha Madhav deities from the beginning. They've never left. So they tell that story. All right? And it was also corroborated by a couple other devotees. That's what I heard. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know the details. There's another temple near.
Another temple.
In Mayapur. No, that, it's called the Jagannath Mandir. That is now taken care of by ISKCON. It is now taken care of by ISKCON. No, it's very close. Oh, yeah. There are... Right. So, yeah, it's the Jagannath Puri temple where non-Hindus are not allowed. Also in Gudicha temple I was not allowed. We'll see. You have a god brother. He's now in America. He used to be a Jagannath Pujari. What's his name? Yes. 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 When what I heard from him, he said that in Jagannath Puri, all the different services, different families, yes, for generations, one family, mm-hmm, they do the cooking, one family makes rice, one, yeah, family, each family has a tradition, yeah, of doing a specific service that's been going on for generations.
Prabhu, even this Raghunandan was telling, he's from, huh, Jagannath Puri, Raghunandan, he said all these different families that do different service.
That's, yeah. I can't remember the name of your god brother. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, every so many years,
12 years,
I don't know how many years it is, every so many years, new deities have to be made. And the story goes that that, just like this, right?
Yeah.
The special wood comes. Mm-hmm. So in order to make the new deities, same deal. Special wood has to come that has the markings. Not just, so that if you were to go to the temple now, it's not the same actual deity that has been there. I think it's maybe every 12 years, or I forget. See? Doesn't it come coming? Does it come on the water?
They still keep the old ones.
I think they put it in the ocean. The old deities, what do they do with it? In Jagannath Puri. Okay. What did you say? Every 12 years. Yeah, that's thousands of years ago. Yeah, every 12 years. L.A. Temple had Jagannath deities. Then, and every year they do the Snani Yatra, right? One year in the 1990s sometime, the deities fell. And they were broke. So, right after that, they made new Jagannath deities in Los Angeles Temple. Just so that you know.
And Prabhu, I heard that those in Puri, the Jagannath Temple, that somebody takes something from there to bring the new deity. It's some, like plant protista or something like that, when they make that deity from the wood, after that something is in the navel of the Jagannathji, they take it out and put it in the navel. And it's very secret. Whoever does it, he doesn't survive after that. So that's what I heard. He just leaves the body. Put it in the new deity.
Okay. Any more questions? Arguments? Fights. Are we okay? Nobody's mad at me? Huh? Why? I'm not allowed to be mad at anyone. Good. Now, are you going to take that August? So you're taking it. Now I'm happy.
Oh, in his temple? In the temple? Oh.
Jai.
Where is it?
So
where
I can it? Put it?
Where is it?
Radha Raman.
Okay. Okay.
It's now switched to... So can I put it on the website? And you have to give me the topic. Right. Good. Now I'm happy. Right. All right. What are the questions?
He should have been here. You missed that. It was a really good discussion. Really?
Jai.
Huh?